being in a community is different than being in community. Being in a community is just a matter of proximity, where being in community is a mutually beneficial and reciprocal exchange. Growing up, I always felt like a kid between spaces. I was born in the Philippines, raised in Pennsylvania, went to Catholic grade school during the week and Baptist church on the weekends. Yeah. My daycare was in one neighborhood, but I would play and I played and lived in a whole other. All these different spaces always felt like they weren't my own, but somehow I had to figure out how to navigate them. My mother's side of the family lives in Erie, Pennsylvania, and it's a pretty small town, but I have a very big family. My wife came to a family reunion not knowing that it was that, and she thought the whole block was just this random block party in the city. Those are all my cousins, aunts, and uncles, right? Being in a family that big, it's easy to feel like you get lost and not necessarily know who you are within that space. On the other side, my dad, his side of the family, is in New York City. So if I felt lost in my big family in Little Erie, which is like Davenport size, you know what I felt like being in New York City. Huge skyscrapers, people running up and down the streets, you can definitely just get lost in the sheer size of it all. Oddly enough, though, I think I started to figure out who I was being in New York City. I remember I was probably like 6 or 7 years old. It's like my first real solid memory of being there. And we were going to go visit my aunt. And so we're rushing to the train station, right? And I'm just already amazed by the huge buildings and all the people running by me. And then even like going down the steps and trying to jump over the turn thing where we put the tickets in, right, to get to the train on time. And my dad like, hurry up, get inside before the door closes. All that was already a rush and exciting to me. Then we get into me what was like this little rocket underground and just shoot across the city. I was already amazed then. But then there's this moment going to my aunt's house where the subway actually comes up out of the ground. And you can feel this kind of like slow moment as you rise up. And then as we go through the space, the bright light hits coming from out of the darkness of the subway. And as I'm adjusting, I see these huge graffiti murals on the sides of buildings. The bright colors, the lines, the words that I can barely make out, and the random images were just so huge and so grand to me, I was amazed. I asked my dad, I was like, what is that? And how did people actually get up there to go even do that in the first place? And he starts to let me know about the history of graffiti. And he told me, son, this is how people said that I am here. I finally found my answer. Where do I belong? Wherever I'm able to leave my mark. Graffiti opened my interest into art and creativity. And after that moment, I actually noticed all the graffiti all around me. From the Sharpie markers that were on the backs of seats to the other walls and buildings that I just apparently didn't pay attention to because I was caught between the people as we were moving, suddenly my world just opened up. And I said, okay, how can I now say that I am here? I started drawing and sketching every chance I could, whether it was graffiti letters or some of my favorite cartoon characters like gargoyles and X-Men and Dragon Ball Z characters. Right? Any opportunity I could, I would go ahead and I would start drawing. And what was great to me at that time was my friends and people would recognize it. Folks would come over to my desk and see what I was sketching or come and kick it with me over at the lunch table and see what I was drawing. Right? To even my parents putting me into the art center and the teachers and faculty there would say, hey, you should actually put this in an exhibition. My mom is actually my first collector. She would hang pieces on the refrigerator and on the walls of my house. She literally has pieces that she will not let me take back, right? But there was something about being able to be seen and be recognized and be felt that was so important to me. So I went to college and I studied art and psychology. And while I was in college, I worked at a court-appointed youth center. Typically, the kids who would go to that youth center, they got in trouble. So they probably did something like painted some graffiti on the side of somebody's building. Thank you, Dad, for not letting me be one of those people who did that. So I worked at this space, and I would sit and talk with the kids, and it was hard for them to open up and talk with me. But I noticed anytime I sat down with pens, paper, and pencils, and I would sit and draw with them, they would talk more. The characters, which were just like Sonic and other Nickelodeon shows, were actually representatives for their friends or their family, and they would explain different stories about themselves to me through the artwork that they created. This was the first time that I really noticed that art wasn't just me being able to say that I'm here, but for other folks to explain who they are as well, too. So I became fascinated with questions of who am I, and what do I want to say, what do I want to be, what is the future that I imagine for myself, and how can I explore that and explore that with other people through art. Eventually, I graduated from there and got my first job down in Georgia at a university, and I was working in the residence halls. And so I was responsible for creating community and different events where folks could get to know each other and get to know themselves and have a good time. Somehow, I convinced the university to let me build some moving graffiti walls. And I could wheel them across campus and take them all over the place. And I would ask questions like, tell me about your day. Where did you come from? Who are you? What do you want to be? What do you hope to, how do you hope to impact the world? And students would write and draw all types of random different images, quotes and phrases and pictures, explaining about themselves in that space. For me, it made me realize in that moment, art is not just an exploration, again, of who we are, but it can help build communities and spaces where people can come together to understand each other more deeply. After I left Georgia Southern, I moved to Iowa, which was pretty different. A lot colder. I had gotten used to being down in Georgia, right? But I moved to Iowa, and I didn't have that same artistic community that I started to build while I was down at the university. And as soon as I was getting kind of comfortable here, COVID happened. But COVID happened. And so now I was definitely separated from the people who I had started to build some relationship with. But what did I do? I decided, let's start a virtual draw from life group. And so on Saturdays, I would get together with different folks over Zoom, and we would meet for about an hour or 2 hours, and we would just sit, talk, enjoy each other, be in community, and draw. I told folks, bring whatever it is that you want to work on. I don't have a prompt. I don't have anything that I expect for us to create. We're just being able to spend this time. Some of the most meaningful and beautiful relationships that I've been able to establish here in Iowa have came from that group. Like one of my friends, Dan. Now, Dan, I had never met this man before. Again, it was only over Zoom, right? But we spent so much time going back and forth with each other over our different ideas that we started to build up a really strong and good connection. When COVID finally settled down and we were able to be outside again, I ended up actually getting my first mural down on 23rd and University on the side of Lefty's Music. And Dan actually came down to help me. So if you would look at the mural, there's some folks who are playing instruments. That's all his work right there. Being able to create that group showed me that regardless of the spaces that we're in, if we can use art, it can become a vehicle to bring folks who have no connection to each other together within the same space. From that virtual meeting group, they became text messages. I started sharing weekly messages with all the folks who were within my virtual community, inspiring each other to just continue to create and to continue to do the things that we found to be the most important to us. From that text community, I actually got inspired now to get a studio space. Me and my wife are down at Mainframe Studios just across the way. Thank you. where we get to actually create the space that the little kid in me, who has always felt like he was caught between spaces, was looking to actually make. So now I'm so excited to be able to build these types of places where folks can come and think about those same questions that I had. Who am I? Where do I belong? Who are the people that I need around me? What do I want to do? How do I want to impact the world? And they get to do that through art and creativity with each other. Now, what's also even more amazing is I can call my dad and say, hey, I just painted on the side of a wall. But it's cool because they paid me to do it. Thank you.